This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. We've reached that time of the week where we get to do one of our favorite things, and that's talk movies. I'm David Fair, and of course, I am joined by Russ Collins, who serves as the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and my co-host for Cinema Chat. Russ Collins, welcome back to studio.
Well, it's good to be here, and I'm glad to say that Go Blue, beat Iowa. That's coming up this weekend.
And as a Buckeye, I will join you in that. I am rooting for Michigan to win it all from this point forward.
So
they are the best team.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. So, well, back to movies, or starting again with movies. There's a Godzilla movie opening this weekend. Actually, it's going to play tonight. Godzilla Minus One. And this is a much
minus one.
Yeah,
or minus what?
Well, this is a much anticipated monster movie based on the Godzilla character that first came out in the 1950s. And in this particular case, Japan is already devastated by the war when a new crisis emerges in the form of a giant monster, and that would be Godzilla. The reviews on this have been excellent, excellent, excellent. It's kind of amazing, you know, how the reviews. It's got 100% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and Michael Jewett is very much anticipating this movie, so that's always a good sign.
That is a good sign. Now, I don't think I've seen a Godzilla movie since, what was it, Godzilla versus Mothra or something like that?
There's been several of them, but this is definitely not the rubber suit Godzilla.
That's the one that I saw.
Really excellent special effects, and we'll look forward to that. So if you go, you'll probably see Michael Jewett at the theater. So it's not going to be at the Michigan or the State, so you have to go to your local multiplex. But and a couple of other films that are opening at your local multiplex: Silent Night, which is a gritty revenge movie by the master of action.
I thought it was going to be all cheery and Christmassy.
Exactly. But John Woo directed this, and frankly, the reviews haven't been very good on this. So the Godzilla's gotten great reviews. Silent Night, not so much. And then The Shift is a modern retelling of the Book of Job from the Bible. It's a pretty interesting take on that. It's about a guy that can make people disappear into different dimensions, and this guy makes this other gentleman's wife disappear and uses that to manipulate him. So anyway, it's about, you know, persevering through great troubles.
Yeah, well, there are options this week, to be sure.
That's right. And opening downtown, we have Dream Scenario, which we're very excited about. This is a film that stars Nicolas Cage, and the critical consensus on this is great. To Dream Scenario for career highlight work from Nicolas Cage. So this is one of
He has had some amazing highlights, some really low lights too. But
absolutely,
when he's on, isn't he?
And he's on in this one, and it's going to leave you kind of mulling over everything that you see, because it's a black comedy about a husband and a bio professor. And he teaches at a university, and randomly he keeps popping up in people's dreams, and then, you know, more and more people say, hey, you know, like, you were in my dream, and it becomes kind of a sensation, and actually it's a metaphor for social media.
Oh, okay.
And so it's essentially, you know, about this, how this guy appears in this biology professor, played by Nicolas Cage, appears in people's dreams, and then it goes viral.
And then I assume it goes south.
Exactly. And, you know, he becomes kind of a celebrity based on the fact, and then the stories get darker and they turn into nightmares. And then he's got a huge problem there. So, again, the reviews on this are really strong, and the critical consensus is very, very good. And it's about everything that has it's a film about the fickle nature of pop culture. So anyway, a very interesting take by a very interesting performer with great reviews. Dream Scenario opens on Friday. And then Beyonce's concert film, which is also a documentary about putting that concert together that took place over the summer. It's Renaissance, a film by Beyonce.
I imagine it's going to do very well.
Yeah.
So I mean, she's right up in there at that stratosphere with Taylor Swift.
Exactly. And that's what happened happened. I mean, there were millions and millions of people that went to that concert, and now more people are going to get involved with that. So Jay-Z's also involved with this. Their three children, Blue Ivy, Rumi, and Sir Carter, are their three children. And Diana Ross makes an appearance here. Megan Thee Stallion and Kendrick Lamar as well are all involved with this. So Renaissance, a film by Beyonce, is actually opening tonight, so you can check that out at the State and the State Theater, and I'm sure that if you're a Beyonce fan, it's a have to. And who isn't a Beyonce fan?
I don't know if I am or not. I don't know that I've ever heard a song by her. I am, again, just completely exposed by my ignorance. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And obviously, as we have each week, some special screenings available.
That's right. So this is not a holiday film, but Blade Runner, the final cut, is being shown tonight at 7:30. Harrison Ford appears in that, and Ridley Scott directed it. Really seminal and interesting science fiction film. And then we have a lot of holiday films coming up. Miracle on 34th Street is going to be on Monday, December the 4th. You can check that out at the Michigan Theater. And Miracle on 34th Street is kind of a University of Michigan alumni production. The story was written by Valentine Davies, who's a University of Michigan graduate. He also ran the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, which gives out the Oscar.
Those kind of fun facts.
Yeah, back in the 40s. And then it was directed by George Seton, who's also was a Michigan a University of Michigan graduate. I don't think he worked at the Michigan Theater, but maybe he did.
I'm not much for holiday movies, but I really like that one.
Yeah, and it won three Oscars. Valentine Davies won for Best Original Story. George Seton ran for won for Best Screenplay. And then the guy that played Chris Kringle, Edmund Gwenn, won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
I think
actor.
In my child's mind, that was who I pictured as Santa Claus.
Absolutely. There's generations of folks that see Santa Claus in the visage of Edmund Gwenn. And then Natalie Wood, as a little girl, was in this film. She didn't win a prize, but she won a prize in everybody's heart for her performance. So quite a good film. And then The Holiday is our late night at the State film on Friday, so tomorrow, and that's going to be Friday, December 1st.
And I enjoyed that movie much more than I thought I might.
Absolutely. It was a 2006 American romantic comedy with Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. And Kate Winslet is obviously a British person. Mm-hmm. She plays a British character in this film. And Cameron Diaz is a California native. And they switch houses. And they're both kind of forlorn for romantic a romantic relationship. And turns out they get a romantic relationship. But of course, there are complications.
They're in the wrong country.
That's right. Yeah. So The Holiday is going to be tonight or tomorrow, and then a week from today as well on December the 7th. Now, this is something that I'm really looking forward to, the celebration of the 48th and a half anniversary of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Man, time flies. And that is such a good movie to celebrate.
Yeah, it is. It is a fun film. This is going to be on Sunday and Wednesday. These are actually nationwide screenings. And there was a contemporary critical review of it, and it said, a cult classic is gut-bustingly hilarious as it is blithely ridiculous.
And it is ridiculous.
It is, but wonderfully
yes.
So. So it's lost none of its exceedingly silly charms. And again, that's going to be on Sunday and then Wednesday. And on Sunday, we're going to do it'll be just a straight screening. And then on Wednesday, it's going to be a quote along. So you can go to it and talk with the
That'd
movie.
Be fun.
That which should be fun. Another holiday film coming up, our free holiday classic film. So The Polar Express is
going to. That was a favorite of my kids.
Yep. And it was the most expensive animated film ever made when it came out in 2004. And Tom Hanks plays several roles in this film, although you wouldn't recognize him
right,
because he's a stop motion or he's a motion animation. It was a real experiment, and it's set on a University of Michigan grad. The guy that wrote the original story is a University of Michigan art school grad. So that's got a nice little local connection as well. Well, if you haven't seen Napoleon, it's got.
Is that going over well?
It's going over okay. It got kind of 50-50 reviews, and it got pretty savaged by the French critics that said, well, it's not exactly historically credited. It's like,
Really meant to be, was it?
It's a movie. So, it really focused more on the relationship of Josephine and Napoleon, as well as his visionary kind of military. But he wasn't really a nice guy.
Right.
Saltburn is a film that's doing really well for us. It's a small independent film about a boarding school in England and some entanglements there. And if you haven't seen The Holdovers, that's a really nice holiday film with Paul Giamatti, who's a teacher in a private school, and there's four students that aren't going to be able to go home over the Christmas holidays, and it's really, really charming.
Well, there's a lot of movies to choose from, and we will continue to keep you informed as more come our way as we enter the holiday season. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we'd like to thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Russ is going to take a couple of weeks away. Nick Aldrink will be in, and we will continue with Movie Talk. We call it Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.
Happy movie holidays from Hollywood.